Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
A growth mindset believes that effort leads to progress and that failure is simply a stepping stone to success.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. First of all, happy 2025. It's been a while since I've spoken to you guys and seen you guys. I know a lot of people were on holiday break. I just want to briefly share. Yes, I have a cough drop in my mouth because I have this cough. My head kind of hurts and I never get headaches. My head kind of hurts from the constant coughing. So I'm really trying to take it easy. I was sick for 16 days. I got sick on Christmas Eve and this happened out of nowhere. I felt something enter into my chest is the best way I can explain it. The next day, I woke up, and mind you, you know how normally you start to feel a little run down before you start to feel sick? I just felt like a weird feeling in my chest. I can't articulate it. And then that's it. I didn't necessarily feel run down or anything of that nature. And next thing I know, I woke up the next day on Christmas Eve, body aches, fever, queasiness. And I have been sick in the past, but the last time I was sick was in 2020. And I'm just not someone that gets sick often at all. Hence, I have not been sick since 2020 and it was going on 2025. So next thing I know, I had the fever. I couldn't eat anything. Like I literally like you can't tell on camera, but I dropped quite a bit of weight because I couldn't eat food. And in this time, it has really taught me how like mortal I was. Like, I cannot explain it, but I was so broken down by this sickness, whatever this was. And I know it sounds so melodramatic, but I truly thought there was something else going on. I was experiencing every type of different symptom. And anytime I would think I would feel a little bit better, I would be reminded again, I have not healed. I went to urgent care on Christmas Eve. They gave me promethazine and nasal drops or nasal spray. It did nothing. I was taking a over-the-counter medicine that my dad gave me, and that brought down the fever. So I only had the fever first day. I never had a sore throat, never had a runny nose, never lost my sense of smell or anything. But I was having a sinus problem on the left side, which anytime I get sick, normally I do get a sinus problem. But it was like the weirdness and the weird aspect of this entire thing was the nausea. I was nauseous for 16 days. I couldn't eat, like barely could eat food. And so even to be able to have an appetite today feels like a blessing to be able to eat. It did change my eating patterns. Like even in that short time, it changed my eating patterns where it made me more aware of, okay, time to get more holistic again, especially now that I'm in my 30s. And I always felt like I ate relatively healthy, but I'm like trying to crack down now because it was such a vulnerable feeling to feel like I wish I could drive my car. I wish I could go outside without feeling sick. And even I was sick as recent as last week upon filming this. I was nauseous all day, Saturday into Sunday. And after week one, when there was no healing in sight, I was getting very concerned. And I said, something is still very much wrong. I need to go to the doctor. So I went back to an urgent care, a different one. And they gave me a Z-Pak. And on my way to the urgent care, I coughed up this mucus that was so green. It was a light green, very opaque. And there was this bitter feeling. It was changing my taste buds. Like I have to share this with you guys. It was changing my taste buds where everything tasted weird to me. Like it was bitter in the back of my throat. So when I coughed up this mucus, I was confused because it was like every day there was a progression of like a new symptom. The fatigue was out of this world. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get out of bed. I just felt so drained. Also, I forgot to mention the sweating. I was sweating with a sweat that I've never sweated before. Like it was, I woke up completely like unclothed and I didn't even know how that happened. I must have taken my clothes off in the middle of the night. And when I woke up, my legs were slipping, like sliding off of each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my bed is wet. So in the spurt of energy that I had, because I'm not sleeping in that, I don't care if I'm sick or not, I removed, thank God I sleep with multiple sheets. I removed that first layer of sheet off and I was able to have a dry sheet under it. And then once I sweat through that one, I was like, okay, I need to wash all my sheets, but I'm still sick. So I just washed that sheet because I didn't want to have to wash. I knew I was going to have to wash my sheets again once I wasn't sick anymore and I had more energy, which I ended up doing eventually. Or I was less sick, I should say, because I'm still, you can hear the congestion in my voice. It's hard for me to talk. This is a blessing to be able to even speak because every now and again, I get coughing fits. And in the beginning, the coughing was horrible. I couldn't speak like at all. I haven't been able to sing in praise and worship for going on 3 weeks now. Because it exacerbates the cough. So be able to form sentences now, it's like it gave me a whole new outlook on life, just being sick for that long. When I tell you, when that green mucus came up, I took a picture because I was on my way to urgent care and I wanted to show the doctor like what is going on the inside of me. I have never in my 30 years of being on this earth ever had green mucus in my life. And it was the bitter feeling in the back of my stomach, the nausea. There was a weird feeling in my ears, like I was slightly dizzy all the time because there was like an off balance, like my equilibrium was off. Come to find out, they said there was fluid in my ears. I'm thinking, second time I go to the doctor, when they assigned me the Z-Pak, they prescribed it to me. I thought, please, I want to make sure I don't have walking pneumonia because this feeling in my chest was quite strange. And I didn't have the mucus a lot, but when I did, it was a very light, strong green. And I could feel that there was a bitterness in the back of my throat. Like it felt like it was here. So that, of course, was affecting how I ate food. Then in addition to that, oh my gosh, this is such a long intro. But in addition to that, I was feeling that like nausea. Like luckily I never ended up throwing up, but it was like the lack of appetite. I just couldn't. And the only thing I could stomach was raw fruits, not even vegetables. I could barely even eat vegetables. It was only like oranges, some things with citrus. Then I started craving like berries. Like it was basically, I was on a raw vegan diet, which luckily for me works because I am vegan, but I could not eat like anything really beyond that. The portion sizes were so small. Like I could eat like two strawberries and like I'm full. Like it was strange. And I thought, is this it? Like I started getting emotional because my cat Lily passed away now a year ago at this point. And I remember when she couldn't eat food. And that's like a sign that you're not healing, you know, like, or that you are healing in some cases, that your body is doing so much that it has to cut your appetite off. After week one, when I realized I wasn't healing, I was so scared because I'm like, how am I still sick? It's been 1 week. And I knew going into week two, if I wasn't healing, there's a problem. The doctor told me it wasn't pneumonia. It wasn't COVID. It wasn't the flu. What is it then? I still don't have a diagnosis, but they insinuated that it was a upper respiratory infection. I don't know how I got that. I'm very careful. I'm very clean. Now I wash my hands. I make sure I wash my hands all the time, even more. I have Clorox wipes with me everywhere I go. I still wear a mask when I'm outside in public. I also still don't go out much, to be honest. Luckily, I work from home. I haven't been able to work. I haven't been able to film. I have not been able to do anything. I couldn't even answer my phone. I could barely post on Instagram. And I just felt like it was such warfare because, ironically enough, I felt like my views were going up. Everything was starting to pick up again at a time where I couldn't strike and I couldn't respond because I just didn't have the energy. And then I was like, you know what? I trust God in this situation. Am I going to be upset and feel like I'm down and out because I'm sick and I can't work and like my story views are going up and all these different things and my channel's gaining subscribers and whatever, all this vain stuff. My main priority was to heal. You know, I'm in real estate now and I couldn't show up for work. I'm working on so many other projects. There's so many buckets that I need to fulfill, or I feel I need to fulfill. And it puts so much into perspective for me. And I was even reading in the book of Luke, I was talking about this with my manager and I was telling him, I'm like, I saw this scripture and it really convicted me, the story of Mary and Martha. And in Luke 10 verse 42, Jesus was saying, you know, Martha, you're troubled and you're anxious about so many different things, but only one thing is necessary. And if you think about it, that's just God's word. That's what's necessary. I'm wrapping this up. I say all that to say, you will plan for this, 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 and this. You should have seen me. The week, I didn't even realize Christmas was coming up because I didn't care. I had so many plans. My manager was like, well, you know, like this week, it's going to be Christmas Eve. It's going to whatever. Come to find out, the joke was on me. Even if I did plan to do this, even if I planned to not even celebrate Christmas, I couldn't do it anyway because I got sick to the point where I couldn't do anything. My joints were hurting. Okay. I had such a fever. I lost my appetite. I was having chest pain. I was having all these weird symptoms, the weirdness in my ears, that feeling, the sinus on the left side of my face, the nausea, my stomach. I started thinking, okay, surely I'm having gastrointestinal issues. I was also when I tell you the gastrointestinal issues I was having, it was strange. Like I was Googling sour stomach because for the first time in my life, as recent as last Sunday, my whole stomach felt sour. Something felt, and it was like something was in the pit of my stomach in the center, but the whole stomach felt strange, like sour. So last week when I went home, I started crying, like feeling very discouraged, like, God, what is going on? This is now week two. I am not healed yet. This is going to go on for 14 days. I have no healing in sight. My Z-Pack is done and I can barely eat enough food to take the antibiotic. And I'm on the last day. The Mucinex DM was making me, I figured out, I think that was making me so nauseous. It was doing something. And these are horse pills, okay? I was on maximum strength, 1200 milligrams. It was huge because I was told, take this, it's going to thin out the mucus. And I wanted to get the mucus out. And I also wanted something to stop with the cough. My friends, I was telling, even with Bible study, I haven't been able to do Bible study because I was that sick. Just when I thought that I healed, I woke up and I felt so strange. Like I was feeling like, I can't even. Also, I want to add, the dehydration is another symptom I was dealing with. I felt thirsty inside. Like that's the best way I can explain it. Mind you, I had no appetite for anything. Water, juice, tea, nothing. Anything. Ginger helps with the nausea. I couldn't even, I didn't want to smell anything. So I was just at an all-time low where it's like I'm trying to be hydrated, but I can't because I can't even drink water because I don't even feel like drinking water. I didn't have like the appetite to drink anything. Yet I felt thirsty inside. Like it was a deep thirst. I mean this physically, not spiritually. And I was like, what is going on where I feel so dry inside? inside my body feels very dry. And like, it was just a nightmare. Like, I am so grateful for God's mercy and for his grace and for being able to be healed and to be able to even film this episode. Today, I plan to film two. I always batch film, but I cannot do that because of the coughing over and over again. It's just a miracle that I'm able to even record this. And so it's been really tough for me the past couple of weeks to be able to do content because I simply couldn't. And I could tell whatever this is that I got, I couldn't jump back into my routine. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's interesting what we're going to be talking about today with the mindset makeover. I know how to be productive, but I was doing it the wrong way. I was, to be transparent, I was waking up very early, very tired, very, very tired. And I was going to bed very late. You cannot go to bed midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning and be waking up and you're at a 7 a.m. Pilates class. When with my body personally, I have never been the type of person to function well off of very little sleep. Anytime I've done that, I've always had a sick feeling. And so I was doing this for a while, since like for a couple months. I've been waking up early and going to bed late and just trying to push myself to do so much, to do so much. And it compromised my immune system in a way where it sobered me up really quickly, where it put a lot into perspective. On New Year's Day, I came to church. I was mute. I was mute for this entire time that I was sick. Today is the most I've talked in 16 days. I could not speak to anyone on the phone. I couldn't communicate with anyone. All I could do was listen. So there's that. I've always considered myself a great listener. To be honest, I've gotten compliments on the fact that I'm a great listener. It's a different type of mute when you cannot speak. You cannot communicate anything without coughing, without the headaches, the dizziness, the nausea, the queasy feeling, the loss of appetite, the chest pain, the mucus, the fever, the diarrhea, the like weird stomach, sour stomach feeling, the bitterness in the back of the throat, the body aches. Like, it was just everything you could think of was just attacked. And I didn't develop the cough until the second week. The cough didn't come the first week, but the doctors couldn't diagnose me with anything definitively. So it's like, that's scary. Like, never hearing a diagnosis is like, okay, is this like my body's way of shutting down because of a terminal illness? Like, is this the way it's going to go for me? And I know some of you might hear this and be like, Aisha, come on. Like, really? No, but guys, that's how sick I was. And to see the manifestation of green come out of my system was wildness. I've never experienced that. And it was just so upsetting to me that I was not getting better. It felt like whatever this was resistant to anything. It just had to run its course. Here I was on the last day of my Z-Pack and I still felt so sick. I'm like, what's going to happen? It's going on week 3. What is life going to look like for me? Luckily, I'm here to say it's a lot better. I can leave my house. I can get my hair done. I go back home because whatever this is, I could tell I can't just jump back into my normal routine. I'm still not going to go to Pilates yet until next week, so that I just got out of the fire, guys, this past week. I was sick still last week with the stomach stuff. I feel like I'm able to come into myself. This feels like a brand new start. Even my voice is getting back to normal, but I'm still taking it easy. I'm prioritizing rest. This is a part of the mindset makeover. Let's get into it. So that was such a long intro, kind of a little bit of a testimony. I hope it made sense, but I want to say, like, truly, like, God is a healer. Please do not underestimate it. And it's so funny. I started reading the Bible in chronological order, and I was reading the story of Job, and it was encouraging to me because he was afflicted. And I know we're in two completely different circumstances, but he was afflicted. And I felt so hopeless in this sickness. Like, I'm telling you, like, you start to think about so much when you're going through something like this. And I thought about people that have diseases that they're fighting to like feel better at, that are terminal. And I thought, here I am fighting a virus, bacterial virus, whatever it is. And I feel hopeless. I felt like there was no healing in sight. That's how serious it was. It felt like, wait a second, I'm not getting better. It's 2 weeks in. I feel like I'm still sick. I feel like I'm still tired. I feel like the times that I thought I was doing better, I went to the UPS store to pick up a package, double mask, gloves on, everything. Came back home. I literally could not do anything. I was so fatigued from doing one thing, getting in my car, going 9 minutes away from my house or 10 minutes away from my house. Boom. Knocked me out for the whole day. Just doing that. I look at life so differently now. And Job, no matter what, he still was faithful to God, even in his affliction, but he still expressed his frustration to the Lord despite his affliction, but he still was faithful no matter what. I say all that to say, welcome back to Quality Queen Control, guys. And if you are new here, that was a short little testimony. I'm Aisha. This is a space where we embrace our faith, our purpose, and the tools that we need to live a very intentional life, okay? So we're gonna be diving into something that I believe is deeply transformative, because even if what one of the takeaways from that story that I gave you guys was that you have to have balance in all the things that you do, okay? With that being said, how often do you find yourself feeling stuck or unmotivated or just lazy? I understand, because we've all been there, right? Here's the truth. The lazy mindset, or even procrastination, it's not even just about the procrastination. It's a symptom of deeper beliefs that are actually holding us back. So in today's episode, we're going to uncover breaking that cycle and talk about the practical ways to overcome the limiting beliefs that we have by relying on God for strength and building a growth mindset that empowers us to step into the version of ourselves that we are created to be. So what are the root causes of limiting beliefs? These are lies that we tell ourselves, right? These lies keep us trapped in a cycle of inaction. So thinking thoughts like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough for this, or even I don't have time, I'll start tomorrow. Does that sound familiar to you guys? Yeah, there was a time in my life where I also felt like maybe I let failure or the fear of failure dictate my choices too. And I'm telling you, this happens when you're a content creator. You truly feel like, if I don't have this, 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 and this, I can't create content. If I don't, because I'm such a gear person, like I need everything to be able to do things right. But you ever get those things and you still don't even properly utilize them, or you don't utilize it at all, or you buy that course online, but you don't even look at it, but it just feels good to you to just have it? Yeah, I still struggle with that, to be honest. But if you feel like you can't do something perfectly, then you don't want to bother trying. But here's what I learned. Perfectionism is a sneaky form of laziness, if you think about it. Because you're always waiting. I'll start when I'm ready, when it's perfect. And you just never go. So it leads to a cycle of inaction, and it can disguise itself as high standards. But in reality, it's just fear, and it is fear of failure. What changed for me was in Romans 12, verse 2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that verse reminded me that I actually do not have to stay stuck. Because I need to renew my mind. Transformation starts with what we believe about ourselves and what God says about us. God's word is truth. And the good thing about his truth is that his word does not change. A lot of us get so spooked out, right? Let me take a little detour, right? A lot of us get so spooked out when it comes to, oh my gosh, why is she talking about Jesus and God? That's like too much, girl. Oh, but if I were to tie this in to, you have to align your chakra. You have to do somatic healing. You have to do a Reiki sound bath so that you can lift up your trauma and listen to this sound wave, and this is going to help you heal. And that's normal. That's completely fine. Oh yeah, girl. Oh my gosh. Yes, my chakra queen. That's fine. But you mentioned Jesus, okay? And people get creeped out. Oh, I don't really like her. Like, she's like a Jesus freak. She's like so weird. She's doing this, she's doing that. No. And I'm showing you guys this for a reason. This is a part of my ministry, showing you guys you can intertwine these topics into the word of God. You absolutely can. Because at the end of the day, a lot of things are rooted in biblical principle at the end of the day. So start with identifying, you know, one limiting belief that's holding you back, okay? Write it down and replace it with truth. Now, I don't know about you, but thankfully, new age stuff never really worked for me anyways. So whenever people would say, write it down, put it in a journal, what really helped me was the biblical aspect. For some reason, because I know it's talking about Jesus, which is the ultimate authority. God is the ultimate authority. That's the only thing that actually helped me was actually replacing these things with biblical truth. What does God's word say about me? It's not dependent on the retrograde, which is always changing and going in these cycles, whatever. So let's just say you have a limiting belief of I'll never be good enough. You can replace that with a truth of I am fearfully and wonderfully made, which is Psalm 139 verse 14. My worth is not based on my performance. And this hit home for me. I just told you guys that I was sick. I had all these plans and I still have plans, right? Because we should have a plan. But even in Luke, the book of Luke 10, verses 41 and 42, it really showed me only one thing is necessary, and that is the word of God. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do anything that's outside of God's will. I have all these plans. I was gifted with this platform. It can be taken away from me. Would I be like angry about it? I have lost my Instagram multiple times for no rhyme or reason. I was accused of impersonating myself on social media. My Instagram was deleted. I have been through it all. I've had and I have had not. To me, it's a freeing space to be in and heavily revelatory for me considering what I just endured. That my worth is and value is not based on my performance. And I think that there's so much to be learned from having this understanding. This needs to be exegeted well when it comes to the mindset makeover, because a lot of the times we do talk about productivity and all these different things. And yes, it's important to not be lazy, right? It is important, but we have to learn the balance and understand that even in times where I was, in the time where I was sick, I could have easily felt guilty. Oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough because I'm not able to like produce this work. I had no anxiety about it. I said, you know what, God, you want me to rest? I'm gonna rest. I don't even have a choice anyway. We have to learn to cultivate our reliance on God. No other thing, no other thing. Once we confront those limiting beliefs, the next step is surrendering them to God. You do not have to carry this on your own, because here's the thing. Productivity without purpose is just busy work. There's a difference. Productivity without purpose is just busy work. Being busy isn't necessarily being productive now, is it? To truly transform, we need God's strength to guide us. God, what is your plan for my life? Help me to align your will with my own. Help me with that. So how do we do that? Biblical truth. Right? Proverbs 3 verse 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Oh my goodness. Trust. What does that mean to you? We trust in so many things. Like I had to really think, God, my daddy was praying for me and I wasn't healing. And I was like, Dad, please, like, you have to pray for me again. Please pray that I'm going to be healed. When my dad prayed for me the first time, the fever broke. Like I didn't have the fever past one day. Praise God. But everything else that I had to go through, I'm like, this is nuts. I also want you guys to use the moments of weakness as opportunities to pray instead of procrastinate. You know, pray instead of procrastinate. No one said you have to like, you know, have this crazy prayer. You can just have a conversation. God, I'm feeling really lazy right now. I don't feel like being productive. I feel like this, I'm scared of failing, or I don't even know why I'm procrastinating. I don't know what's going on. Like, I just know I need to get things done. I feel so overwhelmed by my thoughts. I feel like I'm paralyzed. I don't know what I want, where I want to start. What do I do, Lord? Give me the strength. Teach me to rely on you. I'm in a partnership with you. I don't have to do this by myself. I trust that with your help, I can take the first step. What would your life look like if you stopped trying to control everything and you started trusting God to guide your productivity? Because where else is your strength coming from? This is the issue that I take with the manifestation mindset sometimes. Yes, we can bring things into fruition. It's biblical. Write the vision to make it what? Plain. Okay. Yes. Nothing wrong with that. So many times we make plans, and I always say this, and I said this to my manager too, like we plan and God laughs. It's funny. That's the last thing I said to him before I got sick. That's the last thing I said to him before I got sick. Wow. And I mean it. And I mean it right now. So many times with the manifestation mindset, just to backtrack a little bit. When you think about the root of it, everything is self, 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 this. I'm guilty of talking about that myself. Wrong motivation. Ourselves, we are not good enough. We'll never feel good enough. Well, our power is finite, but the Lord's is infinite. There's a difference. When we are harvesting power within our own selves, we can't do anything in our own will. We can try and force to manipulate circumstances, but it's always going to be this circle jerk. It's always going to be like that. So you have to think and say to yourself, is this really producing the results that I really want? Okay, this works for a while and then it stops working. What can I do differently? Think about these things. Like, we all try so many different things. Why don't we try Jesus? If you're truly at rock bottom and you truly want to change your life, why not try this? Why are we so against it? I think it's worth investigating in. So when we place the power in ourselves, we become God. And that's some people's mindset. I am God. No, we are not. We are not God. God is God. God is sovereign. So we are not gods in any capacity. That's insulting. We are not gods. So when we think about that, I think people get offended by that all of a sudden. Like, oh, so what are you saying? I can't, I'm not in control of my life. No, you're actually not. And how does that feel? You're not. God is in control. He is in control. And I actually find that freeing, because it's exhausting to constantly try to harness energy out of your own might and your own will. It's exhausting constantly having to depend on yourself. Building a growth mindset. I want to talk about adopting a growth mindset, which is the core of the Anti-Lazy Girl Manifesto. A growth mindset believes that effort leads to progress and that failure is simply a stepping stone to success. Like Will Smith said, pre-smack, fail forward, fail forward. And the mindset shift is, instead of saying, I cannot do this, try saying, I cannot do this yet. That small shift in your language, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, creates space for growth and possibilities. It's so funny how you can say affirmations to yourself every morning. I am powerful. I am great. I am beautiful. I used to try and do that stuff. It never worked for me. I don't know why. Thankfully, it didn't. But when we say life and death is in the power of the tongue, all these biblical things, people are like frowning up at it and snarling at it. But yet you try to incorporate these spiritual practices in your own way without paying homage to the creator. We want to praise the creation, which derived from the creator. Doesn't really make sense when you think about it. It's important to highlight the power of progress over perfection. So like I always mention, setting micro goals. You have to get granular, breaking tasks into tiny, actionable steps. For example, if you're overwhelmed by cleaning, start with one drawer. When I tell you, this has really helped me, because I had so many ideas, especially when you're first having a mindset makeover, right? Okay, you're first adopting this shift. You think you're superwoman. And hey, I didn't say you weren't, but at the end of the day, like I said, we are relying on a partnership with God, right? So we're not alone in this. So you don't have to be superwoman. That's okay, because God is a super God, okay? He is the ultimate authority. He can do anything. We can do anything in Him who gives us the strength. In our weakness, we are made strong, right? So we have to think about, I know I want to clean my room, right? I have so much to do. I want to empty out my closet. What do? Start section by section. No one said you got to film, you have to do the entire thing in a day. Rome was not built in a day. This really, really helped me, because it really made it like, okay. And I've done this plenty of times, because I like organization and structure myself, where I was like, okay, I'm actually going to do these three draws right now. That's what I know I can handle. I'm going to do that. For some of you, it could be more. For some of you, it could be less. But set granular goals. Set the micro goals. Next, I want you to celebrate your small wins. I always talk about this because it is actually important. Acknowledge every step you take, even if it's getting out of bed on a tough day. And doing something that's nurturing for your soul is very important. Your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions, right? So this is going to look like journaling, getting those feelings out, watching something edifying to your spirit, or maybe watching something lighthearted and funny. This is going to help you. Celebrating your small wins. Oh my goodness, I went to the gym every day this week. Yay! I'm going to get me a new outfit. I'm feeling really good about myself. Why not?
Surround yourself with growth-oriented people. If you don't have this physically, there's tons of online communities, tons of pages you can follow on Instagram, on channels, on YouTube, podcasts you can listen to, all these different things. Community is everything. Find people who inspire you to stretch beyond your comfort zone. Like this podcast, you guys know, I give it to you real and raw and honest. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything because transformation does not come when you're coddling people, okay? That's not how it's going to go. Of course, we have to have discernment in our approach with different people, but you have to, if you love someone and you truly want the best for them, you don't shame them into things, but you plant the seeds, you put the information out there and you give them the choice because that's what Jesus did. He gives us choice power. We don't have to serve Jesus. No one is forcing me to do this. This is a choice. When you have an experience, when you truly have hit rock bottom, you understand it's a sobering moment. When I was sick and I was going through what I was going through, I realized I am mortal. No man knows the day or the time. I don't know what can happen to me. I pray, I hope for the best, but I want to be right with God because at the end of the day, I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want to get to. It just puts so much into perspective for you when you experience true trials and tribulations or even sickness. For me to have been in bed for 16 days was insane. That is half a month. What? Of inactivity, being able to not do anything, feeling afflicted in my body will really sober you really quickly. Going on into the anti-lazy girl manifesto and recapping this, right? You want to declutter your mind, create room for focus. You need to focus. How are you going to read your Bible? How are you going to journal if you're surrounded in mess? Studies show this is a science. There's a science to it. You have to have clear space around you to allow you the ability to think. Use the micro habits to build momentum. Okay, I got these three draws done. Cool. Now I could do something else. So I would even say do a hard task, a medium task, and a light one. That's what I would do. I would attack the hardest thing first. So you know, okay, I could definitely knock out the other stuff because I already did the hardest thing. I cleaned out my three draws like I wanted to. Now I can go read a book for 20 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever the case is. Like, you can do it. Small habits. Like James Clear says in Atomic Habits, which I'm forever referencing, you want to get 1% better. It makes all the difference. Just 1%. You can also apply the 2 minute rule, which is if it takes 2 minutes, just get it done immediately. I said just now, do the hard things first. This is also an alternative. If you're like, all right, I can't step out the gate hitting hard, doing the 2 minute rule will allow you to feel the sense of accomplishment so that you're getting small things done and you can build up to the harder things, the harder tasks, because it builds up that confidence in you like, oh, I just did what I said I was going to do. I spread my bed. Okay. All right. I brush my teeth. Like, when I was getting into habit formation years ago, I would write down things that I already knew I had to do, like showering, brushing my teeth, because even just checking that off the list made me feel accomplished, even though that's something you do every day. So starting off with certain, you know, smaller tasks, if you choose to go in that route, the 2 minute rule is going to be very effective for you. I'm creating a whole series on the anti-lazy girl manifesto. So don't worry, this is not the only video. There's going to be plenty more to come to help, and it'll be in a playlist series so that you guys can watch it anytime you just need something playing in the background while you're trying to get your work done. And I'm sorry when my voice gets louder at certain points. It's because I'm trying to not cough. I digress. And lastly, you want to time block your priorities and keep God at the center. Time blocking has really helped me. I used to literally not do this because I really don't even know why I used to not do it, but giving myself a certain time, like incorporating the Pomodoro method, especially if you have ADHD, really helps you, where it's basically you give yourself a certain amount of time to perform a task. You set the timer. So when you work, you work, you play, you play. You set the timer for 10 minutes. Okay, for 10 minutes, I'm going to clean my bathroom. You do everything you can in the 10 minutes. And then if you're still not done, you set it for another time. It just breaks things up. So it's like 10 minutes of doing cleaning the bathroom, and then you could take a 5-minute break on your phone and then get back to completing the task if you choose to do so. But like breaking things up like this makes it, to me, fun. And it also gives it structure. And then also you're able to honor your word when it's like, okay, I said I was going to be doing this for 30 minutes. I'm done capping it at the 30 minutes. I'm going to move on to the next task, because this builds trust in yourself as well. So this is not about becoming perfect. It's about becoming intentional. Laziness does not define you. It's just a habit that can be unlearned. So when you align your mindset with God's truth, you'll be amazed at what you're capable of. If today's episode has inspired you, I want to hear about it. Share your biggest takeaway. DM me on Instagram. Tag me at Quality Queen Control Podcast. And if you're ready to dive deeper, subscribe to this channel. Make sure you guys leave a review. It helps more women and just people around the world to join this journey of mindset transformation with Jesus. So remember, the anti-lazy girl manifesto isn't about doing it all. It's about doing what matters with purpose and faith. So let's commit to progress over perfection and watch how God works through us. I'm so excited for you. With that being said, my angels, I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.